Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio. We are broadcasting today from the Friends of the NRA Dinner.
Second annual Essex County Friends of the NRA Dinner.
Absolutely, and you hit records again.
We broke 400 people. I don't have the final count yet. Last year was 371, breaking records again with the amount of money. We have a guest in the house today, Sandy, Steve Hoback from NRA Education and Training. Steve, say hi.
Hey, Steve.
How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
We got NRA media here. We got NRA Foundation bosses. Everybody came down here. Steve came down to help out with the dinner. He's a native of New Jersey, but he fled and lives in a free state now. So
we're very sorry, Steve.
Yes. So he's in Virginia where he can exercise his Second Amendment rights.
It's a free state.
Lives in West Virginia, works in Virginia at NRA headquarters. What a dream, huh?
I'm a New Jersey expat.
New Jersey expat.
And not coming back.
We have a room tonight. We have a room tonight of over 400 patriots that came out here. We had some people didn't show up because they sustained damage to their houses.
Yeah, we
with
got
the flooding
hit pretty bad
from Irene now, 2 weeks ago. But we do have over 400 people. We can't fit any more people in this place. Next year's dinner has to be moved. I don't know. We might have to rent Giant Stadium.
So it looks like it, doesn't it?
Many people have been coming up to me at the dinner and saying, "Keep it up with the show." They're starting to warm up to you too, Sandy.
These people have no lives. That's what they need to get a life.
Food was great. Venue was great. 21 guns up for grabs tonight. 5 or 6 given away already. Live auction is going on now, so if you hear any noise in the background,
that's what it is.
Support the NRA, support the NRA Foundation, the shooting sports, and the youth of tomorrow, because they are going to take over our legacy for us.
They truly are. I mean, that's really the future of the entire industry. It's the future of the Second Amendment, to get kids involved in shooting sports.
Now, on the opposite end of the spectrum, there are people out there trying to take away our shooting legacy.
No, say it isn't so.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Do you want to talk a little bit about New York, or what do you want to talk about here?
Oh, there's a lot going on in New York. You know what's kind of interesting, though? Our best friend, Mayor Bloomberg, King Michael I, is on a tirade now, I guess.
What, illegal mayors against illegal guns? What is that organization? I always forget the name of it.
It's something like that. It's interesting, you know. You could tell he cranked up the propaganda machine all over H.R. 822.
H.R. 822, if you don't know what it is out there, it's a national reciprocity bill that if you have a carry permit from the state you reside in, you'd be able to carry in all 50 states like your driver's license. So what would happen, Sandy, is us New Jerseyans that don't have carry permits would not be able to carry in New Jersey, but a Florida resident with a Florida carry permit can carry in our state.
Now, let me ask you a question. If I have a Florida carry permit, as an out-of-state Florida carry permit, or a Virginia out-of-state carry permit, would I be able to carry in New Jersey?
No. There is not a provision for reciprocity at this moment. We're hoping to get one. There's a big influx now, people signing up for Florida and Utah carry permits at the Gun for Hire School. So people are hoping that there'll be some type of reciprocity. What it will do, if you go back a few episodes, like Scott Bach brought up, what it will do is bring to light how backwards New Jersey is, and it might help our cause, because it'll put us under the microscope, showing how much less of a citizen we are in the United States, in New Jersey. Steve, how does it feel to be able to wear a gun all the time, work and play and everything? How's that feel?
It feels natural, you know. I've been away from Jersey for a while now. I don't know when my home state became the Gestapo state that it is right now, but I mean that's what it seems like whenever anyone at NRA headquarters talks about doing training in the Northeast. I hate the fact that my home state in Massachusetts are spoken with the same contempt, and it's just, it's just amazing to me. I didn't know until listening to your show the fact that my home state doesn't have a Second Amendment. And correct. Last I recall, it is part of the United States, which, you know.
Yeah, it is kind of scary, too, because, I mean, this is the same soil that the Revolutionary War was fought. And a lot of blood was shed for that, yet it was taken away.
Yep. We are less citizens in New Jersey than the rest of the United States.
But it does work on crime. You know, we do have the lowest crime in the country.
It's open season here.
One thing on that, and I hear you fellas talk about this a lot, and I beg to differ with one thing you said. Was it taken away or was it willingly given away by inaction?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
I agree. It was willingly given away. The past, since 1966.
Yeah.
You know, we let them chip away a little bit at a time, little bit at a time. Now they have the iceberg.
Yes, exactly right. It's that whole salami negotiation gambit.
Correct.
You know, a slice at a time that you just won't, you know, you won't miss.
But what you guys are doing to me and all of us that listen to the show, you know, you're spearheading the fight to give yourselves the rights that our founding fathers guaranteed. Didn't matter whether you live in Virginia or New Jersey or the, you know.
But look at the level of apathy. There's a million gun owners in the state of New Jersey, but we had to break our backs to break 400 people at this dinner tonight. In Essex County, the most densely populated county in the state of New Jersey, we had to break our backs, you know, our committee and everything. There should be 40,000 people at this dinner, not 400 people.
Right.
And that's the problem. Everybody's sitting home on their asses and wants everybody else to do the fighting for them.
Well, hey, Dancing with the Stars is on tonight.
I can't say that anymore. Eddie gets mad. Eddie Falcone gets mad because he likes to watch that show.
Well, Eddie does do a good mambo, you know.
Eddie, thank you for coming to the dinner tonight and buying a table, by the way. I also have to give a shout out. Tom Titansky, New Jersey Gun Guy blog. He's at my dinner. He told me to give a shout out.
We'll be right back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Lipstick Bodyguard is available at all Gun for Hire locations and events, in New Jersey at the Bullet Hole Pistol Range in Belleville, and in Tom's River at Just for Nurses Boutique, 47 Route 37 East, between Main Street and Hooper Avenue, and coming soon at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is...
And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio, and that theme song was for my partner in crime here.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not trying to say anything. Let the listeners make their own assumption.
I brought one of the Horses Asses Awards to the dinner tonight, but I didn't give it to anybody because we had over 400 patriots in the room, all pro-gun people.
And no horses' asses.
There was not
so
one horse's
the,
ass.
So King Bloomberg didn't show up then. We invited him.
I invited King Bloomberg. I invited Ross Baraka, too. We gave out water pistols tonight because of Ross Baraka.
That's great.
You know, if you're not pissed off enough living in New Jersey, before we talk about H.R. 822, again, if you don't know this, we are the only state in the union that at our NRA dinner we cannot have real guns. We have paper cutouts of guns.
Very pretty paper cutouts.
And pictures of guns because we're not allowed to have real guns.
I did hear on the drive up that Newark's having a cardboard cutout buyback next week also.
Cardboard cutout buyback.
That's
I love it.
That's great. We love that. Well, please, Steve, don't speak too loud.
Yeah, if it's shaped like a gun, we can't have it.
Well, caps are illegal, right?
Yeah, but also, I think they're going to ban...
I learned that tonight.
Yes, they're going to... Yeah, you can't buy caps in New Jersey. Roll caps and the plastic caps are not for sale in the state of New Jersey.
This is great.
Just so you know.
The land where the slingshot is banned.
It's classified as fireworks, so you can't buy it in New Jersey. You have to go to Cabela's to buy it.
So tell us about this 822. What does it really represent for
all of us?
You know,
this is a modified version of the Thune-Vitter bill from 2009, and it's in the House right now. And we have enough House votes, and we probably have enough Senate votes, but then our president is going to have to vote for it, okay, sign on to
it. Which, of course, you know he's probably not going to do.
Probably not, but we have the juice in the House and the Senate, and all it does is it takes all this patchwork of gun laws for carry and make them like a driver's license that you can carry in all 50 states. If you meet or exceed the requirements of the state you reside in and have a carry permit, they can carry all 50. What's going on with the anti-gun states is states like Vermont don't have a carry permit. If you're over 21, you can carry. So that would mean any Vermont citizen can carry in New Jersey. Our attorney general shit if this law passes,
by
the way. Can you
imagine?
She would file a federal injunction faster than the newspapers could print that H.R. 822 was passed.
Oh, my goodness.
She doesn't believe the Second Amendment survives outside of your home.
Yeah.
It's only good in your home.
It ends at your front door.
Correct.
So, you know, as citizens, we're all supposed to stay locked behind our...
No, we have the police to protect us.
Oh, that's all right. I forgot. I'm sorry.
NYPD, baby. They fired 78 shots the other day. Shootout. They hit the lady two times.
And all they hit was an innocent bystander.
Two times. They hit an innocent bystander, an old lady, two times. 76 shots went into outer space.
Look, let's be kind. There were 8 police officers.
Good hit ratio, huh?
Yes, it was. Well, they're not allowed to carry anything but hardball ammo.
Yes,
so
of course.
That ricochets quite well in the Big Apple.
So this bill does have enough juice in the House, and it probably has enough juice in the Senate. But who knows what's going to happen to it. It does bring to light, though, you know, the ails of a state like New Jersey and New York and Illinois. Illinois would be the only state that would not be allowed at all with this because they're still a black state.
Well, what about Hawaii?
No, Hawaii does issue carry permits if you're privileged.
It's a shall issue state.
Yes, correct.
Or a may issue state.
May issue state, excuse me. Yes.
Like New Jersey.
Yes.
Or a may not issue state.
Correct.
Like New Jersey.
May not issue.
Yeah.
Well, it's up to Superior Court judges. If you have enough money or connections, you can get a carry permit.
Well, New Hampshire just got a Castle Doctrine, didn't they?
New Hampshire followed Pennsylvania with a Castle Doctrine.
Wow.
Castle Doctrines are following right behind these right-to-carry states. More and more states are waking up and realizing if they allow their citizens to carry, crime is going down and it's not shootout at the OK Corral. And then right behind it is people are getting pissed off saying, wait a minute, I have to run and cower if someone breaks into my house. I have to retreat from my own home
if I am
not in clear and imminent danger. Be sued.
Yeah.
So not every state is following the same mantra as Texas, but we're getting Castle Doctrines. Again, I don't know if I've said it before on air. Texas, if you look out your window and someone's stealing a hubcap off your car, you can shoot them in the back of the head from your bedroom window, and that's justifiable.
I probably wouldn't want to be a door-to-door vacuum cleaner salesman.
No,
in Texas.
But that is the Castle Doctrine that Texas has, baby.
Nice.
And as a matter of fact, I think someone from Texas heard my idea about the electric bleachers, and they're talking to their governor about it.
Who we know packs heat.
Steve, do you have the electric bleachers in Virginia?
No, but once I heard that on your broadcast, I'm all in.
First organ harvesting, and then 30 at a time. No waiting,
right.
Baby.
That's right. 30.
So Sandy, you're my research guy on this
end, sir, too.
I'm the emotional one here. What do you think about... I had a good cry before the show.
Emotional is the word for it now.
Emotional. Okay. I had a good cry before the show.
Certifiably emotional is
correct.
What it is.
I didn't bring my hatchet tonight. Everybody's asking me where it is. We're gonna have Lars Dalesite from NRA News and Media next on the show.
He's got the perfect face for radio.
Lars has a good face for radio. Uh-oh, sorry, Lars.
We'll be right back. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer. And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio. We're broadcasting from the Friends of the NRA dinner.
Dude, it's crazy.
The second one. It is nuts.
I just went out into the live auction. The Thompson submachine gun was up to $1,450. There's like 5 bidders. Steve is running the camera now. We have Lars Dalesite, NRA Media Relations, in the house.
Hello, hello.
I have to stop my potty mouth and not talk politics while Lars is in here.
No, Lars.
Otherwise, he'll be working for Gun for Hire.
That's for sure. Lars will no longer be working for the NRA.
Thank you, fellas.
Well, welcome, Lars.
So Lars came up from Virginia to cover our NRA event because it's another record-breaking event. Plus, he's a really good guy, and he wanted to just, you know, contribute his share.
And he wanted to see what it looked like behind the Iron Curtain here.
much different than other states' dinners because we don't have real guns, right? You noticed that right away.
I did notice that. I am a little bit familiar with what you have up here in New Jersey, as we used to have Scott Bach on NRA News quite a bit.
Yes.
So he would come down and tell a story. So
it's a bummer. Now, you travel a lot for NRA, huh?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this is the first part of a 3-city leg for me. I'm leaving tomorrow to go out to Albuquerque, New Mexico for the National Police Shooting Championships.
Nice.
And then next weekend, the 24th, I'm going to be in Chicago for an NRA club and leadership development workshop. And that's going to be, I'm leaving from Albuquerque then to Chicago for a few days. So
I'll be at the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Chicago at the same time.
Really?
I'll be there 24th, 25th, 26th, Second Amendment Foundation with Alan Gottlieb, yep.
I will send you an email then. It's like, I've been trying to tell the guys, listen, I lived in Chicago for 2 years. I know where the bars are. I know where the pizza joints are.
That's right.
This is what we have to
all
do.
All that really matters, it's food and booze.
Every time I go, NRA convention, SHOT Show, any type of activity, I always bump into Lars.
Really?
Yes, he's everywhere. Really, he is. He's everywhere.
Well, if you want to put it quite that way, yeah. They do send us around quite a bit. I think that I've been on the road for about 15, 16 trips so far this year. Some are just a weekend. There's actually been one or two that's just been a day, and some come out of nowhere, and the others are the standards, as you were saying, SHOT Show, annual meeting, a couple of the big hunting shows. We like to go to the Eastern Outdoors
big
Sportsman
show.
Down in Harrisburg every
we
year.
We were there.
Yeah,
we were there already.
And we have our big show, the Great American the Great American Outdoor Show that's happening in Frederick in mid-end of January. It's a really big move for us this year.
When is that big gun show that you guys have down in Chantilly? What is it, America?
Oh, they have that every couple of months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Great American Gun Show.
Oh, and that's every few months?
Yes.
Oh, I need to get
we
down need to, there.
We should go down and cover. We should do a show there.
Oh, absolutely. We
see what it's like in a free state.
Yeah, you do that, and then maybe you stop by the museum and then go down to the range.
That would be pretty cool.
Is it maybe
beautiful
if,
range.
Maybe if you're nice enough.
Uh-oh.
Hint, hint.
No, we could maybe talk to Sapika, the director of the National Firearms Museum, and see if we could pull a few guns out of the cases and take them down to the range.
Nice.
How cool would that be?
If our listeners haven't gone on NRA blog yet, Lars pretty much is the guy. You're pretty much posting almost everything on that blog?
I'm not posting everything. I've got two other people that are out there helping, Kyle Gilson and Karen Brinkman. Karen deals a lot with the... Well, she covers our pistol competitions.
She was with me in Kentucky.
Right. She was with you, and she also does the three-gun competitions and does a lot of the education and training. Kyle concentrates on the field ops, and his big push right now actually is the George Montgomery NRA Youth Wildlife Art Contest. Anybody that's in school, 1 to 12, we have four different categories, from 1 to 3, 4 to 6, and so on and so on. Paint a picture, draw a picture, use crayon, use oil, use watercolors. We had one entry last year. A guy sent in this waterfowl that he did completely with different colored electrical and duct tape. And it was incredible.
Really?
It was unbelievable. But yeah, you send that in.
I'm not eligible.
You're not eligible? Well, I don't know. Have you got your GED yet? Or?
No, I'm still in 12th grade. I was the first kid to drive it in 7th grade.
But you send that in.
He is our resident 6-year-old.
Oh, you fantastic. Know, so. But you win up to, there's first, second, and third places, honorable mentions. And we've had a number, actually, of people, or I think it's two or three of the artists who have won in the Youth Wildlife Art Contest that have gone on to submit paintings and drawings that have become the Friends of NRA Drawings and Paintings of the Year.
Wow.
I think it was 2 years ago was the last one where we had a winner that going into that.
You know, I've been meaning to ask you this. You work for NRA.
Yes.
You spend 90% of your life covering pro-Second Amendment stuff, people like us who bleed the Second Amendment.
Yes.
4th of July, I went to a party that was all anti-gun people. How does it feel for you when you leave the element once in a while? Doesn't it feel odd?
Well, it kind of goes back and forth with me. Personally, most of the women that I've dated were anti-gun.
Okay.
And they just sit there. I actually had a number that walked out on me in the middle of dinner when they found out that I worked for the NRA.
Really?
Well, the one that did that to me broke my heart. She was so cute. But, you know, what are you going to do? But I have a lot of friends that I'm what my best friend, Jen Hegman, lives up in Oregon City, Oregon. She refers to me as her token Republican friend.
See, I'm not used to that. I am so wrapped and engrossed with people that are like-minded like me that when I got invited to a party, a friend of mine invited me, my wife was away, my kids were away, and they were all looking at me funny. And I pulled up with a gunfire, what do you do? You know? And then I told, oh, guns are bad, you know? If someone asked us for our stuff, we would just give it to them and they would leave us alone. Like, I couldn't deal with it. I sat there, I told Sandy, I made it a learning experience. I took notes, like, these people crazy, you know? Like, I really couldn't understand how people could just give up their rights like that. But you're in it. Like, I see you at the SHOT Show. I see you annual meeting. So you see us. You see all of us people all the time. Guns, guns, guns. We know safety and Second Amendment. But even though, you know, like, you're the token Republican, how do you feel when you go to a party or a bar and it's all antis? It must feel odd, right?
Well, it depends overall. For a lot of times, there's no advertising that I'm an NRA person, so they're not going to come right out and say it. And it's not as if the general conversation is guns. And when the general conversation does go to guns, then I start to throw my two cents in. You know, it goes back and forth. And every now and then you get a, well, what do you work for the NRA?
Well, as a matter of fact.
I would love to say yes.
Yes, I do.
That is great. What are you, friggin' NRA? Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact, yes.
I like that.
As a matter of fact, the NRA just bought your beer.
That would be great.
Well, let's not go crazy here.
Yeah, let's not go crazy. That's true.
Yeah, you don't want to get the enemy drunk.
No, that's, you know, and you know what I do, and the people I hang out with. I am the only person who even has seen a gun or touched a gun. You know, in the radio, television, yet they make their living portraying people who run around with guns.
Well, a lot of it comes just straight out of ignorance. So again, when I was producing NRA News, we had a state representative, I want to say Dubuis out of Ohio, and he was an anti-gun person, and he was held up one night, and the next day he was out taking NRA pistol classes. And not only was he, but his family was, and others, and he became a huge supporter. So sometimes it's just the fact that you grow up in an environment or a neighborhood or a family where somebody is saying no.
Exactly. And you know, we had a crazy cousin, that was about it. Who?
No, I've told the story before. When I make NRA instructors as a training counselor in the New York metropolitan area, when we take a live gun out of a bag, I've had students in the background go, because they've never been in a room with a gun. We take it for granted.
Yeah. Yeah,
Lars, absolutely. We can't thank you enough for coming down today.
No, I appreciate the invitation.
Can you stay over a little bit, Lars?
Sure, I can stay.
All right, excellent.
Cool.
Well, you know, I ran into a guy who's got my same first name.
Alexander?
Our nickname, Signor Pinelli. We'll be right back.
I can't go there.
We can't go there.
No.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area. With over 300 handguns in stock, you'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio.
And Lars Dale Side is
Lars
in
Dale
the house.
Side is in the house. Or, Dale, as his friends know him.
Well, that's it. Yeah, that's all I need is have that out on the airwaves.
Out on the airwaves.
That's going to be podcasting. You are Dale.
You are Dale. You're the Dale. So what is it like being up here in New Jersey?
Well, it took a lot longer than I thought it would.
You guys got here late.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we got a late start overall. Steve had to run back and get something for the kid.
Oh, of course.
And then he had to stop by the bank, and then next thing you know, our 11 o'clock departure was a 1 o'clock departure. And I said, you think we're going to hit that traffic? Said, no, we'll be fine.
No,
we'll be
95's
fine.
It's good.
Just like Steve, too.
Well, you know what hit me today as we were driving up? Either you a fan of the show Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Walter White.
It.
He's just like Walter. He looks just like he's got the shaved head and the beard and everything. And I was sitting there on the way up, and I looked over at him with the profile shot, and I said, Heisenberg. And he's like, what? And I said, Breaking Bad. He's like, oh, man. So, no, that's cool. He's bad.
So how does it feel to work for the NRA? It must be cool. You feel more patriotic because you work for the NRA?
You're
serious.
Yes, I'm serious.
When the opportunity first came up, there was a concern overall. Am I going to be looked upon by these people as some sort of extremist? because I'm working for the NRA. And then I went in, because I only knew a few people that actually worked for the NRA at that point in time. And I went in, and the people that I met were fantastic. And I wasn't worried about that anymore. And as I've gone out on the road, everything from the competitions at Camp Perry to the people that I meet at the leadership development workshops to what I'm going at now with the National Police Shooting Championships, these are some of the best group of people that I've ever met. I mean, out of the people that I played hockey with, the people that I've acted with, the people that I've been in bands with and all that, you throw everyone together and you get an overall percentage. The gun people by far are the best that I've ever met.
Well, you know, it's fantastic. It's very true. I really never had any exposure to gun, quote unquote, gun people. Anthony and I met, I was working on a book I called NRA Headquarters, and I said I'd like to really take some training and be immersed in this side, you know, of gun handling or whatever. Do you have anybody that you could recommend me to? I figured I had to go to Virginia or whatever. And they said, we've got a guy right in New Jersey. And that's how we met. And it was...
That was Bill Poole sent you to me.
Yeah. It was...
Well, I can give you the address so you can send him the hate letters for that.
He is on my hit list. This guy ruined my life. I mean,
perfect.
He totally ruined my life.
It's just think of all the time and ammo he's cost you.
Yes, exactly.
This is true.
At least I know what to do with my disposable income now. I don't have to worry about that. But yeah, it's really kind of interesting to be exposed to this side. The fact that I actually really liked it. You know, I shot as a kid with the PAL, which was kind of an interesting thing in New Jersey to go back and say that. But yeah, it was cops who taught 22 rifle. And I grew up kind of in a rural area. That's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's all gone. We don't teach kids.
No, we hide it from them.
Yeah,
the anti-gunners want us to hide it from them when they have toy gun buybacks and water pistol buybacks and cap gun buybacks, so that the kids are going to sneak around and try to find it, which is going to create problems rather than educate and immerse the kids in safety and teach them the proper way like we teach at NRA Education and Training. We teach with the Eddie Eagle Safety Program.
Well, it's only taken one generation, really, to turn New Jersey into a complete anti-gun, where guns are very foreign here. You know, Scott Bach, when we interviewed Scott, it's kind of funny too, because we both said the same thing. We are closet gun owners.
Correct. And, well, I'm not.
Well, you're not. No. But, you know, I sort of have to be. I work in circles, and I have clients who, if they found out, you know, my alter ego, if they found out, I wonder if, you know, we'd have the same relationships.
Well, but let me tell you a little something that that Uncle Ted used to say, or that he, I guess he still does to this day. Have you been to the annual meeting?
Yes.
Did you go see Ted's presentation?
No. I did not, no.
I don't know, was this Ted White and Blue this time, or I think that might have been the title of it. But he was talking about, you've got the friends, you got the girlfriend, you got the wife, they don't like guns. Get rid of them! I was like, whoa, that might be a little extreme.
Yes, it depends.
And he's like, no, these are people who aren't supporting you, so why should you support them? I'm like, well.
That's like, we try to keep it in the family with our sponsors, the people that sponsored our dinner tonight that bought, you know, we shouted out for everybody. I mean, I don't want to spend my money with someone who's going to use it against me to try to take my guns away.
Right, exactly right. Or in a state that doesn't really support what we do. You know, it's very difficult. It's so hard. You know, when we had Manny on, and Manny was explaining what it was like to try to deal in the gun business in a state that is so anti-gun.
Did you know Manny tonight won the $600 live auction credit, and he donated it back to the dinner?
Oh, really?
And we auctioned it off again, and somebody bid up to $525 for it.
He's an amazing guy.
I mean, that's
nice.
That's really, really nice.
That's some character there.
So, and that's why we're not interviewing
Manny
him
is
tonight.
A character.
Yeah, that's we're not interviewing him tonight on the show because we don't want to pull him out of the live auction.
Just because you are a character doesn't mean you have character. Mr. Wolf, Pulp Fiction.
You know, and ever since we interviewed Manny, we've got those black helicopters following us around.
And NSA
helicopters. And it's strange clicking on the phone.
Manny's actually been a more popular guest than Scott Bach. More people have emailed wanting him back on the show than anyone else, to be honest with you.
Well, it was probably the story of lining up the politicians and shooting every other one in the head. That
so
probably
was a bad,
did
it. Was a bad thing.
It was a very bad thing.
Lars left the room for that,
Lars,
by the way.
He did.
Yes. What are you guys talking about?
You can come back, Lars.
Hey, Lars. Good to have you back.
Well, let me go ahead and do the shameless plug here now.
Go ahead.
On NRA Blog, for the next week or so, we're going to be covering the National Police Shooting Championships out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're going to have about 600 people out there shooting, including competitors from at least if the last few years are any sign of things to come. We had teams from Russia, from Germany,
really?
From Venezuela, from Trinidad Tobago, and all across the U.S. It's fantastic. Last year was the second victory for Robert Videz from the U.S. Border Patrol. And he won by, I think it was about 5 or 6 points overall. There are a couple others on the Border Patrol who will be out there to give him a run. And there are a few cops. There's one. For the Louisiana Wildlife, the gentleman's name's James. I don't remember his last name. And then there's Detective Jerry, and of course, I don't remember Detective Jerry's last name.
Can't remember
out of the Sacramento
all.
County Sheriff's Office, who was about 8 points behind. But there's some terrific shooters out there. The weekend before, starting on Saturday, we have the tactical police competitions, which is 8 different scenario-based things. We have the guys run through and they utilize pistol, rifle, shotgun, maybe just one, maybe all three as it goes through. And it's a great, fun, fantastic time. Albuquerque has the mounted police unit that comes out there, patrols along. Everybody loves to go up and see the horses. And it's just a fantastic, fun little evening to have. And we, like I said, we'll be out there through Thursday of next week, and we will be reporting live on NRA Blog.
Sweet.
Visit the
and
NRA
what
blog.
Is the address of NRA Blog?
www.nrablog.com.
There's great info on there, training and education.
It is
Eagle,
a great blog.
The NRA dinners, Lars, and the guys and the girls there, they cover all of that.
Even a little bit about coming up here tonight.
Sweet.
It was on at 11 o'clock today.
Nice.
Okay, we'll be right back. Anthony and I just want to say thanks to 3 new sponsors who had the stones to step up and make this crazy show possible. So welcome to Milcom, the world leader in engineering and manufacturing of extreme performance lubricants for military, law enforcement, and the serious shooter, and makers of the only NRA-endorsed gun care system. They're also based right here in New Jersey. For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. And because we did some bone cracking of our own, for a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. But this offer is only good for our Gun for Hire Radio family, so you gotta mention Gun for Hire Radio when you're ordering to get this special price. And this special introductory offer is good only while supplies last, so you snooze and you lose. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1. If the lines are busy, please keep trying. You don't want to miss out on this offer. You can find out more at nragguncare.com. We also want to welcome a very good friend of Gun for Hire Radio, Mr. Ron Sousa of Freedom Energy. Freedom Energy is a leader in commercial solar energy. Ron says not only does solar make good economical and environmental sense, since a special government rebate now lets you pay for your initial investment in less than 5 years, which means you not only can get off the grid and make your own free energy, but you can actually put cash in your pocket at the same time. Self-sustaining solar also makes patriotic sense. Since our nation's enemies are also our energy masters, every time you flip on a switch, Ron says you're buying an IED or AK for a jihadi terrorist. If you own a commercial building, you could be tightening the noose around the necks of our enemies while at the same time enjoying the benefit of free electric. Doesn't get any better than that. But you really gotta act fast. The government rebate giveaway ends forever on midnight, December 31st. And even if you don't have cash in the bank, Ron has financing available. He's even got a group of investors who will foot the entire bill, then pay you cash to rent your roof and give you access to electric at half of what you're paying now. Plus, if the power goes down for any reason, you'll still be up and running. It's a no-brainer, but you gotta act quickly because time's running out. And when this free government money program ends, it ends for good. Building owners, call Ron Sousa directly today at 973-265-2900 and ask him about the special deal exclusively for Gun for Hire listeners. And another special welcome goes out to an amazing tattoo artist, Mr. Paul Nolan, owner of Physical Graffiti in Linden, New Jersey. Paul's the guy that other tattoo artists come to learn from, and he's also Anthony's personal tattoo artist. Physical Graffiti is New Jersey's highest-rated tattoo and body piercing studio. They've got the largest selection of tattoo designs and body jewelry anywhere. They carry it all, from pure 316 LVM surgical implant-grade stainless steel to 14-karat white and yellow gold. And if you're really looking for something to make a statement, they've even got platinum and diamonds. Paul's tattoos are amazing, unlike anything you could ever imagine. And his artists are handpicked by him and are proficient in all styles, from traditional to new school, Japanese, tribal, and even portraits. There's nothing they don't do. Looking for something totally different? Paul says their black and gray tattoos really kick ass. And if blow your mind color is your thing, Paul's trademark technique guarantees to lay in color so solid and vibrant, it'll make your eyes bleed. Physical Graffiti is no newcomer. It's been, as Paul puts it, kicking ass for damn near 20 years. Check them out on the web at physicalgraffiti.net or just swing by in person. They're located at 275 West St. George's Avenue in Linden, New Jersey. Call them today for directions at 908-925-5288. Physical Graffiti, when you want to treat yourself to the very best.
And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio, and we're broadcasting from the Friends of the NRA dinner in Essex County.
Just went outside, the bidding frenzy was going on, and our friend Tom that owns Vista Parking, of course, he's at the dinner tonight.
Of course.
Gun for Hire Radio sponsor, FNRA's big sponsor and NRA donor. He's bidding on it. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, VistaParking.com in Elizabeth on Frontage Road, right across the street from Newark Airport. No better place. No. Sandy sent me a picture of a Vista Parking van the other day on his iPhone.
I always use Vista Parking. I mean, really, if you're traveling in and out of Newark Airport, it's really the way to go. I mean, they pick you up, they drop you off, they take you right to the terminal and pick you up from the terminal, so you don't have to go through that long-term parking thing, and you don't have to go to Terminal C in order to pick up the shuttle bus to wherever you're going either.
And we really, again, safety. You're not walking through a parking lot, you know, unarmed.
Yeah.
Because you know you're going to the airport, and they're going to strip you clean of everything.
Yeah,
so
you betcha.
But, yeah, support Tom, VistaParking.com. Again, he had the balls to be one of our sponsors. He's here tonight spending a ton of dough. Thank you very much, Vista Parking.
Yes, absolutely. You don't have to make any kind of major reservations for Vista Parking.
You just drive up.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Drop
you don't have to book
off,
it ahead of
get
time.
Get in one of his shuttles, go to the airport with
and
your
go.
Luggage, and then land and call in the number, and they pick you up, and they bring you back to your car.
It's sweet. It's really, really works
out
well for me.
A couple of bucks a day, too.
Yeah. It's actually cheaper than long-term parking, I think.
Yes.
You know, by the time you – and no hassles.
Correct.
So what else is going on out there?
Dinner's really being successful. It's again, I wish I could thank everybody personally. Maybe we'll list their names on the website. No, we don't want to list their names. Sorry. Just first name, last
just
initial.
First name, last initial, yes.
You know, crime is really going up, huh? You notice that?
Crime is skyrocketing. If you take a look at the economy, too, I mean, there are 46.2 million people living now below the poverty line, which is the...
Is that disgusting?
It's unbelievable.
From a country that we spend tens of billions of dollars in foreign aid and International Monetary Fund and the World Bank and fighting two wars and rebuilding their infrastructure. Right. And we have 50 million people living in the poverty level.
And we are, you know, we are now, Canada is now outpacing us in the economy. So it's not all of North America. Canada's really outpacing us. And do you know why? Because they started to drill for oil. So the economy shot right up.
We're not allowed to drill for
oil. No, we're not. And we're sitting on the biggest oil reserve, bigger than Saudi Arabia, and the biggest natural gas. We are the natural gas Saudi Arabia. We are the coal Saudi Arabia. And yet we take our coal and we ship it to China where they can burn it there, but we can't burn it here.
So that's, there we go. Tree huggers. With 50 million people living at poverty level, almost 50 million, unemployment almost 10%, underemployment another 6%. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, we've done many shows and excerpts for Are You Prepared? Please make sure you're prepared because I think we're right around the corner from something.
I do too, and I'm not the sky is falling Chicken Little sort of guy, and I talk about it all the time. And September is National Preparedness Month, but you know, we talked about it in the past few shows, and I don't think we can be any stronger, but we can remind people.
You know, it's funny, Paul Nolan from Physical Graffiti stopped up at the school the other day, and we hung out for about an hour. Great guy. And he's talking about, he's listening to all our shows. He's a sponsor on the show. And when the hurricane hit, he wasn't prepared. And he was like, son of a bitch, I don't have a generator. I don't have this. I don't have that. And he's like, and I'm listening to everything, but he's like, so many things are going on in his life between running a business and raising his son and his wife and his, you know, his mortgage and car payments and everything. So stuff like that takes a back seat. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, when something happens, that's going to be the front seat.
Right.
It's not going to be the back
seat. That's right.
And, you know, he's like, I'm listening to all your stuff, and I'm taking notes, and I know what I need, and I know what I have to do, but I'm not doing it.
And you know another thing that people really don't think about? It is training. A lot of people think they go get a gun, they put it into a draw, or even in the carry permits. I know, Gun for Hire, you guys do a lot of those, you know,
Florida, non-resident, Connecticut, non-resident. Virginia. Yep.
Yeah. But one of the things that really is kind of wrong is the fact that they folks buy a gun and I'm going to get a gun, something to carry. Well, no, you really need to have training. You wouldn't just hop into a jet airplane and take off without any kind of training.
Many people buy a gun, put one box of ammo through it, load it and put it in their nightstand and then feel protected.
And they're not protected, are they?
No, you're not. Because when the poop hits the fan, you're going to end up shooting yourself or giving the gun to the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't know how to handle it. And you know, a criminal, or your favorite word.
A shitbag.
Yes. Really does know who's prepared and who's not prepared. You can see it in there. You can see it in a person's eyes.
Predators look for prey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Predators look for prey.
And if you look like you don't know how to use that, they're gonna know it.
And think about this, preparedness. If you're the alpha male, right, Sandy, you're home. If there's a power failure, you know how to start the generator and run it, right? What if you're not home? Does your wife know how to start the generator?
Yeah, you're right.
Right? We tend to soften people up.
Yeah.
If your kids are over 12 or 13 and they're mature, they should know what to do.
Right.
They should be able to back you up. Your wife should be able to know what to do. Do not hide stuff like this. Don't try to shelter people.
Yeah, I think that's what males tend to do, you know, especially fathers and husbands. They try to shelter their kids and their wife to protect them because they think they're protecting them, but they're really not.
If you, I was away in Kentucky when the hurricane hit, and my wife handled it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then she guilted the hell out of me for 3 days afterwards.
That, you know.
I think it cost me a Louis Vuitton purse.
It cost you something, baby.
Oh, this NRA dinner is going to cost me big time because she's been she's so on edge from this NRA dinner. Last night, I asked her if she wanted a cup of coffee. She stabbed me.
That's pretty good.
It was only luckily it was only superficial.
And she's sitting right here in the room.
Yes, she just walked in. She's sitting. It was only superficial. The stab, by the way.
It was. Yeah, you didn't bleed much. Yeah,
I know we're talking about serious notes. I'd like to thank all the volunteers and the committee for the NRA dinner and the bullet hole and Jennifer.
Yes,
and my staff.
Amazing.
Today was Rob's birthday.
Yes,
and
it
he's
was.
Been, yeah, going nonstop. And Sandy was here volunteering also. I just want to thank everybody. These things don't happen by accident. You know, 420 people here tonight. We're going to raise $25,000, $30,000. The average dinner in New Jersey raised, the last dinner they had in New Jersey made $2,500. Deplorable.
Oh, how sad.
Okay, so.
But it takes a lot of planning. I know you guys started right after the dinner was
over.
Yeah,
I know.
You
and now, right now, we're not feeling like having a dinner next year.
Well, I don't know how that's going to work out.
So,
there's a whole lot of people out in that room out there who are looking forward to it.
Well, you listeners out there, if you want us to have another dinner, send us an email on talkback@gunforhireradio.com. But really, going back to preparedness, if you have a firearm, learn how to use it. Seek out competent instruction. NRA offers great basic instruction. But go get some training. Make sure your significant other, your wife, other loved ones, make sure they're trained also. You want to be prepared.
Yeah. You can't just buy the gun and put it away and expect that you're going to be able to use it proficiently when you need it.
Nope. Doesn't happen.
All right. We're going to be right back right after this.
Turn your life around. Turn your life around.
The Can-Am Roadster is like nothing else on the road. This stunningly styled vehicle has a unique three-wheel stance, two wheels in front and one in back, that delivers a combination of freedom and peace of mind that you've just got to experience to believe. And now you can. Test ride the latest Spyder RS or Spyder RT at Motorcycle Mall, 165 Washington Avenue, Belleville, this coming Saturday. After you ride, you'll receive a voucher for $500 in riding gear and accessories when you purchase a Roadster. So stop by Motorcycle Mall this coming Saturday to experience the Can-Am Roadster. It's riding reinvented. Find out more at MotorcycleMall.com. This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia. Offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio. And tonight we're broadcasting from the FNRA dinner in Essex County.
Since I've been receiving such a spike in emails from people inquiring about non-resident concealed carry weapons permits, Sandy,
yeah,
I'd like to just talk to a little bit about that. Please make sure if you have a non-resident carry, Florida, Utah, Virginia, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Arizona, Maine, we do them all. If you have one, make sure you go on handgunlaw.us or USA Carry and check the reciprocity maps. Make sure you check the legalities. Make sure you're transporting legally. I don't want you to get caught up. I don't want you to end up in prison for carrying something illegally or having hollow points in a state you shouldn't have them or higher capacity. Because there are many do's and don'ts when traveling with a gun, whether you're flying or whether you're driving. The safest bet is to have the firearm empty. This leads me, let's talk about this. It leads me into a talk back, okay?
Sure.
Rich Nerings from Hawthorne, New Jersey. He's an over-the-road trucker, and he wants to know how CC laws affect him. Well, Rich, because your car has wheels, your truck has wheels, it's not a home or a domicile, it's a moving vehicle. He can carry legally in the states that he can carry legally, but if he's approaching New Jersey, before he gets to New Jersey, he has to take that gun out, empty it, lock it in a safe. okay, or a hard box or something, and then he can transport through New Jersey. When his tractor trailer gets to Delaware, he can load his gun back up and carry it in that state. I know it sounds, you know, backwards and asinine, but the best thing for him to do is, you know, have the reciprocity map out so that he knows blue states and red states, right, and where he can and cannot carry. So, Rich,
and where in the state he can
correct
can he go to a truck stop, can he not go to a truck
correct
stop?
Correct. He needs to know those laws.
Yeah.
So USA Carry and handgunlaw.us, those are the sites that I recommend, Rich, that you want to make sure, you know, as an over the road trucker.
And we're hoping H-822 solves a lot of that.
Yes. The next thing is, there's this whole debate on concealed versus open carry. Many states and many suburbs of states allow open carry. And people feel it's great to exercise your constitutional right and show everybody you have a gun. I also hear people telling me, well, if my gun is exposed, you know, it'll deter crime because people see it.
Yeah.
Well, I believe the opposite, that if a shitbag sees your gun, he'll wait for a moment to sneak up on you and take it from you. Why not maintain the element of surprise at all time?
I think that when I took training with you for the first time, that was the thing that resonated with me most. The fact that your element of surprise, you're flipping the, you know, flipping the tables, I guess, so to speak, right? Because typically the criminal has the element of surprise. And if you show everything you got, it's like showing all your cards, right?
Now, on the other end of the spectrum, you have to be careful because many states have laws against printing or brandishing a gun. So if they could see your gun through your tight polo shirt, you can get locked up.
Just because they can see
it. Just because you can see it. Yeah. So know your laws, research the laws, wear clothing that's appropriate that's going to conceal. Clint Smith from Thunder Ranch said a gun should not be comfortable. It should be comforting.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Okay. So I can't steal that one. Clint Smith from Thunder Ranch said that. It's a great quote. So your gun might not be the most comfortable thing, but I'm a strong advocate of concealed carry. They're calling open carry constitutional carry. Well, this isn't 1776.
Yeah.
We have enough gun phobia going on in the anti-gun states. The last thing we need is to have the Birkenstock moms and the granola dads see us sitting in a pizzeria with our 45s on our belt.
Well, that went on not long ago, didn't it? Well, where was it? Ohio? Everybody had, the five guys had to make a statement about that, and there was this big brouhaha that happened as a result.
There's easier ways to win a fight.
Yeah.
Okay? Than to put yourself out there and create that type of controversy. We're under enough controversy every day living in New Jersey. Boy, I'll tell you, I was stopped tonight 500 times. When are we going to get concealed carry? What's going on with 822? What's going on in the state of New Jersey with our lawsuits? Man, but you know what? For the 400 people in this room that are frustrated, there's 490,000 home doing nothing for our cause.
1 million New Jersey gun owners.
1 million New Jersey gun owners. There are 8 million people in this state, and we can't get what we want.
Right. 1 in 8 people. And that's a very conservative figure.
Correct.
It's a very conservative figure. And if you were to take a look at how hard it was to get people to come to support programs that are going to further the Second Amendment in the state of New Jersey.
And we can't do it. It's definitely disheartening. Yeah. It makes you not want to fight instead of fight harder.
Well, I think that's what the anti-gun groups really want. They want it to be as frustrating as it can, so maybe we'll give up and go away.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
It really is. So much apathy. It is horrible.
And you can't, it's very difficult to fight apathy. You know, we see it happen even in the gun community, like we were talking about last week. Some of the biggest apathetic people are hunters because they figure nobody's going to take their shotgun away.
Yes. All the hunters, it's so hard to get them mobilized. Very small. We have the Federation of Sportsmen out there, one table of 10. There's probably
great group of guys.
Yeah. There's probably, you know, 800,000 hunters in the state of New Jersey, and we managed to get 10 people to show up for our dinner.
At a table.
Unbelievable.
It really is kind of sad. Well, you know, our time's really running short tonight, but we had a really interesting night. We had a lot of guests here. We've got a lot of people sitting in the room here.
Yeah, I had a great time tonight. We got a bunch of classes coming up at Gunfire, too. We offer the Utah CCW every week, Florida CCW 2 to 3 times a week. We also offer, we have a terrorism seminar October 29th and a certified EP course October 13th.
Wow, that's
check
pretty
out
cool.
Gun for Hire and we'll hook you up. Talk to you next week. Keep them talkbacks and comments and concerns coming.
And even though Anthony hates it when I say this, it looks like you've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. This episode of Gun for Hire Radio has been brought to you by The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. By Lipstick Bodyguard, like having a personal bodyguard in your purse or pocket. By Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer. By Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute for over 30 years. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink radio production. Our online technical director and webmaster is Jose, hey, who ate my chicharrones? Morales. Our art director is Matt the Yo-Yo Man Danchus. Our post-production engineer is John. You said there would be free beer, Massa. And our production assistant for this episode was Danielle, don't use my real name, Lawson. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, thanks for listening. And please, take a moment to rub it in the faces of all those anti-gunners by giving this episode an outstanding rating on iTunes and Zoom. See you next week.